Program regular Josh Mills goes fishing with his dad on his birthday. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Every year we go down to the Clearwater River for my dad's birthday. He's a well-known fish vacuum, but it never ceases to amaze you when he has continued his streak of catching a steelhead on his birthday. We go out and float the lower Clearwater with a couple of friends, and we get to the first run. There's not a lot of fish around. It's another poor return year on the Snake River Basin. So we're not expecting much, and my buddy Billy is in front of my dad, and then I'm following up the back of the run in this big, broad tail out on the lower Clearwater, where all of a sudden I look over and my dad's rod is just bent in half, and he shrieks like a five-year-old girl, and everybody is just fired up and excited because he manages to hook what is one of the best steelhead that I've seen in a long time on the Clearwater. Its only detraction was a slight net mark, but it was all of 37, 38 inches, which, given the equation of once a steelhead hits 30 inches, it's approximately 10 pounds. And then 1 inch adds 1 pound at that point. So the fish was a beautiful hen of 17, 18 pounds, everything that you go to the Clearwater for and respect it for, because it is a river that does not give up the goods very often. But watching him go out and battle that fish and bring it into hand and just be fired up beyond belief was really cool, because it was his 78th birthday and he has continued to run a streak since his 69th birthday of catching a steelhead on his birthday.
I think it's fair to say that Old Man River is still a stud. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.